This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check this out during the break on the personal text machine, as LB would call it. Ernie Bach checking in and sharing that October is Subaru Loves Pets Month, and Ernie will sponsor Pudge's Pals if we
wow.
do that. So
awesome.
I think we should try to make that happen.
Thank you, Ernie.
Next month. We just need a shelter or two to work with. So
nobody, I would say Ernie and Rob Hale do most while talking about it the least.
Correct. I would agree with you. Very, very generous, both of them. Well, look who's in the studio this morning.
Hello.
Dressed to the nines.
Good morning.
The bland manager, Ken Laird. You are dressed up.
We're headed to Newport, are we not?
There you go. That's right.
Oh, I didn't know you were coming to the garden party.
Made
yourself available. Not much going on today here, I guess.
Was invited. I'm setting things up at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Very nice.
Griffin and Eamon and I.
That's his, what's it called? Horseback chic?
Equestrian chic.
Equestrian chic.
Thank you.
Yep.
I don't know if, I mean, I guess I kind of like the... It's not really a sport coat, though. That is
not a sport coat.
That's a sport coat.
It's not really. It's a suit.
It's not a suit.
It's one half of a sport coat. That's a sport coat.
Uh-huh.
A
yeah.
solo
Downey
sport
Street.
Coat.
Yep.
Okay.
Can we talk sport coats?
And then you have the polo
it's a polo,
on.
Polo. Yeah.
I kind of like that.
70.
Look.
I heard Curtis's weather. 72 today.
I think
the sneakers don't match, if I'm being honest.
That's okay. I think you look great.
Kind of sneakers you got blue on?
No, they're black.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, we are headed to Newport as a part of the Audrain Concours Motor Week, and we will be there this afternoon and this evening. I don't know what we're going to do after the party. We're open to suggestions if anybody wants to. Yes. Although somebody told me, you brought that up a while ago, that place is closed. I don't know if that's right or not, but you were, there's a lot of, the Landing is a great spot that we could go to, and they're big listeners down there. I mean, I open to anything, go to dinner somewhere.
Is it in the budget? Ken,
is it in the budget dinner?
Well, Greg's picking up the tab again, which is great. I mean, it was awesome of him to offer. So, yes.
Thank you. I'm happy to do that. I do believe I have a big bonus coming.
Which, congratulations, by the way, to the entire show.
Oh.
Another terrific ratings book.
Oh.
3/10 of a share point off number one in adults. Great.
That's it?
I mean,
3/10 off 1 point.
That's it. So better rejoins from Shine. You would have got there.
Right.
I mean, I heard Dave Matthews at 6:20. It was awful.
Yeah.
But congrats. Unbelievable.
Right there.
Wow.
For the last 7 weeks of the book, you were first place. So it's
four
you finished
the,
strong. Very strong.
Four of the last 7 weeks, we were number one.
Yep.
Mm. All right.
Thanks, adults.
Strive for.
Yep.
I need more. I need blood from you people.
All right.
I need more shine.
All right.
I need more from you. Mm. 0.3 from number one. And then that's it. Number one, I can just retire, head off into the sunset.
Maybe I hit a couple bets and people will tune in.
That's it.
I would love to see your bonus structure.
That's not that much.
You know it's a lot whenever I ask Greg about what he's making. He's like, well, I'm supporting five people.
Come on, Courtney. Just Googling.
I have a lot of people that I have to pay for. A lot of things. All right, anyway. Curtis said you were coming in here with a guest lead this morning.
Okay. If you will allow it, I have a sports lead.
Yes.
Adam Schefter yesterday revealed the plan. You guys have been asking and crying and whining about the plan. What's the plan?
Yes.
What's the Patriots' plan? He revealed it, and I actually, he got me thinking about it. It makes total sense, and I want your reaction. But here's the Schefter answer from yesterday on the afternoon show, when Drake May will play.
We'll go by what Gerard Mayo said this week, which is that he's 100% behind Jacoby Brissett, and we do know that the team has not been in any rush to get to Drake May, and they would like to make sure that he has the time he needs to continue to learn and grow and be in a spot that he's not being pressured. There are so many young quarterbacks rushed into service before they're ready, and it doesn't really serve them well in the long term. And I think the Patriots are taking the big long-term view here, which is the right thing to do. And I think you kind of feel when it's time. Again, I always felt like coming to the season, and we'll see how it plays out, that we might see Drake May get a little bit of experience at the end of the year. You know, the last two, three games. Maybe they decide they want to do it sooner. Maybe there's a reason they feel like he's growing enough in practice and absorbing enough that they can do it. But I always felt like that was the logical course of action. If we go back to the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes started and played the very last regular season game during his rookie year in Denver. That was the only game he played his rookie year. And the next year, they cleared the decks, and he was the starting guy.
Okay, so the name he brings – and by the way, Curtis will tell you, Schefter and Kraft, very close, right, Curtis?
Muy close.
So the plan is the Mahomes plan. Be like Pat. That is the plan. He played one game his rookie year, and it served him well. And it gets dismissed when you guys bring it up so quickly, like there's never been a quarterback that sat behind a bad quarterback in front of him. Alex Smith is average at best.
Ooh, Alex Smith was coming off a playoff win in San Francisco.
He was not. He was off a playoff loss to the Chiefs, to the Steelers the year before. He had gotten benched in San Francisco.
San Francisco, they beat.
He got benched by Jim Harbaugh for Colin Kaepernick. He didn't play his entire last year.
So
he got shipped out to Kansas City.
Curtis,
he was a journeyman average quarterback.
Curtis, can we make this like the debates? Can we have a fact check immediately?
So here I am. They're eating the stats. I'm going to tell you this right now, Ken. It's very simple. Do you know who led the NFL? Not the AFC West or the AFC, who led the NFL in passer rating for the 2017 NFL season.
Do you think
I'm asking the room because people don't know. Do you know who did it, Greg?
No.
Alex Smith.
Yep.
Do you know, including the playoffs, he played 16 games in 2017. He threw 28 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions.
He was a game manager on a good offense that had Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Albert Wilson. They had Andy Reid calling plays. Do you think Mahomes was not better than Alex Smith, even at his rookie year? He was better than Alex Smith.
Learning from Alex Smith excelling in a successful offense is the opposite of what's going on here. What is Drake May learning?
He is observing, he is watching, he is learning.
Okay, observing and watching are the same thing.
What is the learning part, though? I need somebody to specify the learning. Mental reps?
And 30% of reps in practice.
It's the operation. He's learning the operation.
Here's a better stat for you. Alex Smith was 50-26 as his time as the starting quarterback in Kansas City.
Yeah, with a good team. What was his playoff record?
They were a good team.
2-5
That's
in the
whole
postseason.
Point,
That's the point that we're making. They were a good team.
If they had played Mahomes, they might have had more success, they were patient enough to not force it.
Yeah, because they were a good team.
Do you think Alex Van Pelt will be here next year?
Yes.
In 3 years?
Hard to say.
Okay, Andy Reid was going to be the coach of the Chiefs for the entirety of Mahomes' career. He has the best offense in the NFL. He allowed a guy taken 10th overall to learn behind a Pro Bowler who was leading the NFL in passing.
They started 5-0. They lost 5 of 6. They were 6-6 that year.
You don't think
they were tempted to start Patrick Mahomes, the 10th overall pick in the draft?
I think also, I am closer
Curtis,
to Jacoby Brissett.
During the pandemic, Alex Smith went in the water above his waist also, just so you know about that.
That's probably what happened. Yes. But, it's literally apples and oranges.
It is not.
It's not even the same.
Jacoby Brissett is nowhere near Alex Smith.
Mahomes is the greatest quarterback we've seen in recent times, aside from Brady. They both waited a year. It worked out great. The organization is taking the be like Pat approach. It's a smart approach. Mm. He's going to play the last 2 home games of the year, and that's it. Be patient.
But what is he learning, Ken?
You think that's enough for him?
Can I give you a Patrick Mahomes quote about the year he sat?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think I would have had some success. I don't think it would have happened as fast. I think there would have been a lot more mistakes. I wasn't supposed to be playing. I was supposed to be learning.
Okay.
Wow.
Great quote from Patrick Mahomes.
Once again, I'm going to ask you, what is Drake May learning from Jacoby Brissett?
Wiggy could tell you. You get in the league, you don't know where you're going.
Wiggy thinks that for him to learn, he needs to be out there.
And remember, Alex Smith was a Pro Bowler when he played at Kansas City.
If Jacoby Brissett was Alex Smith, nobody would be crying for Drake May.
A Pro Bowler. Only because Brady couldn't make it one day in a nosebleed or something.
He was a three-time Pro Bowler for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Do you think Alex Smith was a good quarterback?
Great quote by Matty Ice. Matt Ryan, BC alum, greatest BC quarterback other than Doug Flutie. My rookie year playing gave me so much experience rather than sitting on the bench.
That's all you got. Don't you listen to Ty Law, Rob Ninkovich, Tom Brady on
James
the subject.
White.
Why don't you listen to the people that you have on the show?
Sheep.
Are you so millennial instant gratification?
Whoa,
you can't like shine. You can't like wait a day. Wait.
You know I did wait. I've waited 5 weeks.
Ken,
I think that's plenty.
Ken, you know what those people say, and I'll ask you this. They say, don't start him now. Start him in week 10 or week 11. And I say to you and them people, what's the difference between now and week 10?
You don't think he'll learn a lot in several months of being in the organization, learning how to be a pro, getting in and out of the huddle and practice, 30% reps times 2 months.
Do you think that's the same as game action, though?
And David Andrews out? You want to put him in there now?
Right. Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And I want to ask the whole room. If Alex Smith was the quarterback and the coach was Andy Reid, would any of us be yelling to rush Drake May into the NFL?
No, because we'd be on our way to the playoffs.
No.
He would have lost three playoff games in the last 3 years, and you would have been looking for the new guy.
Alex Smith was a great player. Patrick
he was
Mahomes,
not a great player. Stop. Alex Smith?
He threw 28 touchdowns
about?
In 5 years.
You could have thrown 28 touchdown passes on that team.
Would you say he was a good quarterback
then?
He was good. He was fine.
He was good.
He got benched by Jim Harbaugh.
That is a great year. I'm sorry. He had a better passer rating than Brady in his prime.
He was a good quarterback, right? We could say that about Alex Smith. He was good. Jacoby Brissett is not good.
Okay.
She's a backup.
That's the whole point.
Here's what I'll say.
Mahomes was better than Smith. They didn't play him. They waited.
Here's what I'll say. As somebody who's played in the NFL, you learn a lot more from playing than you do standing on the sidelines.
That's not what Mahomes says. That's not what Brady says. That's not what Ty Law says. That's not what James White says. That's not what Rob Ninkovich says.
And they're all lying to you because when I asked them, I said, when you actually played, don't you learn a lot more when you actually play? And they all say yes.
Yeah. Right. And still, I don't know anything that Drake May is learning from Jacoby Brissett. Because that's the whole point. Patrick Mahomes talked about what he learned from a guy that was excelling in the offense.
You know what I would say to Drake May? Here's what you learned from Jacoby Brissett. After wins, after losses, how he speaks to the media, how he carries himself as a professional.
Well, that's important.
On how he talks. But you can easily learn that from a guy who's backing you up.
And I think Drake May already has that in him. Like, I don't actually think he needs the help transitioning into how to talk to people.
He don't have a douchey attitude. He knows that, hey, he's a guy that gets it. Jacoby Brissett does that well, but on the field, you should be playing Drake May.
Ken, as is often the case, you speak, and I immediately consider the other side of
Thank
things.
Thank you, Greg. That's all I ask
of
you.
That is a part of your brilliance.
I appreciate you.
You still offer that brilliance on this show every single day for a considerable number of years until you moved on up.
Carry on. You guys are doing great. Mm-hmm. Feel free to rip me when I'm gone. I'll see you in Newport.
Yes, we'll see you in Newport at the garden party.
Sorry, I'm just fighting with people on Twitch who are trying to say that Ken's a liar for our ratings. So.
Oh, they really? Who's saying that?
Eric.
It's a weird thing. Why would
Eric
they say
OB.
That? Why would Ken lie about the ratings?
Well, they tried to pull up men, and then I said, you know, Ken's talking all persons, and then they brought
persons.
Up... Oh,
men
well...
Men and women,
and then they
douche.
Said, all persons, you guys did like a three share, and I said, we're not talking about station, we're talking about specific show.
Yes, we're discussing our
Yeah, isn't it
show.
Easy to find all this stuff?
I will never... Good really job, Ken. I will never understand people who listen to a show and pray they're the only ones doing it. I honestly, as long as, if it's something you enjoy, you want it to be successful, why would you want no one to be listening?
It's very strange.
It's such a weird
is it
psychological
thing.
That's okay. Yeah, it is. I mean, you really can't.
The people that used to talk about our ratings a lot have kind of shut up. So
not doing Chad this for the ratings, 978 texter.
What's that?
Chad Finn didn't see one tweet about the book.
No, he's not going to. He won't. Well. He's...
All right.
He still thinks being bad, being number one with men and women, all people, is a bad thing.
All right.
That's what Chad Finn thinks. Because he knows nothing about the topic that he writes about. Okay.
All you can do is keep plugging away.
Yep.
That's all you can do.
Thank you, coach.
That's all you can do is keep plugging and plugging.
Sometimes the offense looks good. Sometimes it doesn't look...
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So good.
And
we learned that in Brockton.
And Greg, expert of the Twitch chat, says, ha ha, Curtis can't handle losing for 5 years straight. Relax, freak. Right. Once again, X-Bear will be at a garden party tonight, 617-779-7937 if you want to join us. I have not lost at anything. In fact, I'm getting a very nice check on Thursday of next week. I look forward to it.
Is it a big one?
It is. It's awesome.
Big fat check.
And it's thanks to people like you. So God bless you.
It's the first bonus I'm receiving under my new long, lucrative contract.
Ooh-wee. Hey, know what that means. Okay, I see you with them Johnny Manziels.
She can afford that suite for the Celtics game, baby.
She got that bread coming.
And X-Bear, your jealousy, it's a little much.
She like, got that bread coming.
Back off.
It's kind of weird.
It's like, very strange.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
You just all keep right. plugging away.
Yes. Right. I won't let people slander my boss, Ken Laird.
No, my man, my king.
Appreciate that. Yeah. And we will take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.